This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually on Friday with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and announce new sanctions against those aiding Russia's war effort. The same group came together and imposed sanctions on Russia last year, just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Thursday that the leaders on Friday, we'll discuss how to continue supporting Ukraine and how to increase pressure on Russia to end its aggression. Jean-Pierre said the new sanctions will include Russian banks, technology and defense sectors, and will impact both people and companies involved in the conflict. The Crimean Bridge is reopened fully to road traffic. That happened on Thursday, a day before the one-year anniversary of the start of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Here's VOA's Diane Roberts with more.
Footage from Russia's Federal Road Agency showed traffic on all four lanes of the bridge, which connects Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. Russia annexed the peninsula from Ukraine in 2014. An explosion on the bridge in October 2022, which Russia blamed on Ukraine, led to two-lane spans of the bridge collapsing into the Kerch Strait. The vast majority of the international community considers Crimea to be part of Ukraine, and Ukraine has vowed to retake the peninsula one day. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Pentagon says two Pakistani brothers, Abdul and Mohammed Rabbani, have been freed from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay and repatriated after more than 20 years in detention. Abdul Rabbani, who was born in 1967, is believed to have been one of